Hey listeners, we have a free gift for you. The lesson activity guide and bonus video for this lesson on the mantis shrimp is available to everyone. Click the link in the show notes to download the guide with science, Bible, experiments, nature journaling, art, and more. You can also watch the bonus video exploring modern inventions inspired by God's designs in nature. Get it all right now at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Do you have a favorite color? What things in nature are your favorite color? Have you seen your favorite color while out in nature recently? Do you want to take a guess as to what my favorite color is? My favorite color is green, so I can often find it out in nature, especially if it's springtime or summer. But even in the winter, when the pine trees hold on to their green pine needles, I can find my favorite color. I also love seeing green on shiny beetles and on monarch caterpillars, which I recently raised into butterflies. Even when the monarch is inside of its chrysalis, the chrysalis is a beautiful lime green color. It's very fun searching for your favorite color in nature and seeing how many different things you can find in that color. But what might it be like to not see every color? When I was in ninth grade, I knew a boy who was colorblind, and at first I thought that this meant he could not see any color at all, like he saw the world around him in black and white. But I learned that this is not true. In fact, now I'm married to someone who is colorblind. My husband is colorblind, which does not mean that he only sees in black and white. Instead, it means that he sees less color than I do, and colors look differently to him than they do to me. I often have to remember when I point something out to my husband, such as a bird or a beetle, that he might see it differently than I do. But seeing colors less and differently makes him very good at noticing patterns in nature. My husband loves birds like I do, and while I depend on colors to help me identify many birds, he can identify them well by their shape, size, and patterns. Today, we are discovering a creature that sees the world differently than we do, not because it is colorblind, but quite the opposite. It sees a whole lot of color. Compared to this creature, us humans might be considered colorblind. This amazing, color-seeing creature is the mantis shrimp. Here's our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn what is a mantis shrimp. And can the mantis shrimp punch through a glass aquarium? How does the mantis shrimp see its underwater world? And are there things in this world that we cannot see? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including CTC Math. So many amazing discoveries in science and nature start with asking questions, and math can help us find many of the answers. Math and science go hand in hand, and CTC Math can help you unlock the mysteries of nature. With CTC Math, you can learn math your way with quick lessons that are clear and fun. Our family has been using CTC Math for over a year, and I see my kids using what they have learned all the time. Parents, you will love the easy-to-understand lessons and progress updates. Start your free trial at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. Speaking of science, our family is discovering so many amazing wonders of God's creation with Apologia's award-winning science curriculum. From biology to general science to human anatomy to the depths of oceanography, my kids and I love using Apologia. And you can save 25% on all of Apologia's curriculum and self-paced courses this month during their summer sale. Their textbooks are beautiful, fun to use, and teach us from a conversational tone that we can understand and connect with. Discover the wonders of creation and save 25% on all curriculum through August 31st at apologia.com or at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. How many different species or types of mantis shrimp are there in the world? A, 40, B, 150, C, 500, or D, 800? Again, how many different types or species of mantis shrimp are there? A, 40, B, 150, C, 500, or D, 800? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And NatTheo Club members, make sure after this lesson to click over to the bonus video. You will discover how designs in nature are inspiring scientists and inventors in a study that we call biomimicry. Learn about some things that you might see or use every day that were inspired by God's designs in nature. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your NatTheo Club dashboard. Listeners, if you would like to enjoy our weekly bonus videos, lesson activity guides, nature devotions, and Bible and nature scavenger hunts, you can access all of that and all of our previous content when you join the NatTheo Club at the link in our show notes. So what exactly is a mantis shrimp? I'll tell you something it is not. It is not at all like the praying mantis that we learned about last week, even though they both have mantis in their name. The praying mantis we learned about last week is a type of insect, and the mantis shrimp is a type of crustacean. A crustacean is an animal with a hard shell on the outside, jointed legs, and no bones inside. Most but not all crustaceans live in water. Some examples of crustaceans are crabs, lobster, shrimp, and barnacles. Today, we are looking at a particular species or type of mantis shrimp. If you have ever seen a picture of a mantis shrimp, it was probably this one. It is called the peacock mantis shrimp. Although it is called the peacock mantis shrimp, it is not a peacock, it is not a mantis, and it is not a shrimp. So why is it named after those three creatures? Peacock comes from its vibrant, beautiful colors that look like the colors found on a peacock bird. Mantis comes from the way it holds its front arms in front of itself, like a praying mantis does. And shrimp comes from the fact that the back half of the body looks like a shrimp. We learned that the mantis shrimp is a crustacean. But even though it has shrimp in the name, it is not a shrimp. It is in its own category or order of crustaceans called stomatopod. Stomatopods are their own category of crustaceans commonly called the mantis shrimps. They live in ocean waters, commonly in coral reefs, and they are aggressive and carnivorous, meaning that they eat other creatures. In the case of the peacock mantis shrimp, they eat clams, snails, and crabs. But how exactly does the mantis shrimp kill and eat prey with such hard outer shells? That is where the mantis shrimp's powerful punch comes into play. If you have ever heard about a mantis shrimp before this lesson, you might have heard about their powerful punch. And that some have even been known to smash right through their aquarium glass. But is this true? Does this fascinating creature pack a powerful punch? Indeed, it does. Even though the mantis shrimp is small, only about the size of your hand, it has one of the strongest punches in the animal world for its size. Its punch can be faster than a speeding bullet. Mantis shrimp are divided into two main categories, spearers and punchers. Spearers have spear-like front claws that they use to spear soft food, such as fish. Punchers have club-like front claws they use to punch hard prey, such as snails, clams, and crabs. The peacock mantis shrimp that we are learning about today is a puncher. Its club-like front arms look like boxing gloves, and that is exactly how they are used. The club-like claws are called dactyl clubs, and they are like living hammers. When a mantis shrimp punches its prey, it may only look like one quick punch to us, but it is actually a double punch. You see, when the mantis sends out a single quick strike, two impacts happen half a millisecond apart from each other. The first punch is the actual club, which looks like a boxing glove, hitting the target. But there is a speedy second strike that happens half a millisecond after. When the mantis shrimp punches, it moves its claw so fast that it pushes all the water out of the way, so quickly that it actually makes a tiny bubble. But this isn't just any ordinary bubble. This is a super powerful bubble. When that bubble collapses, kind of like popping, it makes a small shockwave, almost like an underwater explosion. This is called cavitation force, and it can be so strong that it can stun and even kill the mantis shrimp's prey. This underwater explosion is so powerful that it creates a loud sound, a quick flash of light, and incredible heat. In fact, this explosion is almost as hot as the surface of the sun. Think about all those tiny explosions, nearly as hot as the sun, happening on the ocean floor. And yes, it is true that the mantis shrimp has been known to punch right through a glass aquarium. They were designed to live in the wild, and they don't take too well to living in captivity. If the mantis shrimp uses this powerful punch to hunt prey day after day, how does their dactyl club not wear down like a boxing glove might? God designed the mantis shrimp's dactyl club to hold up very well under this incredible pressure. It is made of three different layers that work together to be super strong and lightweight. The outermost layer is rich in minerals, kind of like our bones, and the other two layers are very fibrous and have a material called chitin, which helps the club absorb impact. So it's not just the materials that the club is made of, but how they are put together and how they layer together. Their club is so well made, being both strong and lightweight, that scientists are studying it so that they can see if they can make a similar material and use it in things like cars and airplanes and armor to make them stronger and lightweight. When people look to designs in nature to figure out how to make better products and technology, it is called biomimicry. This is kind of copying designs from living things. I love the study of biomimicry because humans are learning more about God's smart designs in nature and using those designs to create things. They are taking inspiration from the very best creator. Psalm 104:24 says, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." When scientists study things like the mantis shrimp's dactyl club to see how it is made so strong and lightweight and try to figure out how to replicate that design for vehicles and armor, they are glimpsing the wisdom and smartness and intelligence of God. Mantis shrimp are not only known for their powerful punch, but also their amazing eyesight. Mantis shrimp have the best known eyesight of all animals. A mantis shrimp's eyes look very unique. They are up on stalks, kind of like they're popping out of the creature's head. And they are also compound eyes. A compound eye is an eye made of many, many tiny lenses working together. Many insects have compound eyes, such as dragonflies, bees, houseflies, and butterflies. And get this, the mantis shrimp can also move each of its compound eyes in different directions at the same time, kind of like a chameleon moves its eyes. So the mantis shrimp's eye is designed to be very unique and special, and it works very wonderfully. In fact, the mantis shrimp can see far more colors than we can. Humans are designed with three types of color sensors in our eyes. This means that we can see colors like red, green, and blue, and all the colors made by mixing those together. Now, some people who are colorblind have only two types of color sensors, or only two that work correctly. But guess what? A mantis shrimp has up to 16 color sensors. That means it can see so many colors that we cannot even imagine. Mantis shrimp may even see ultraviolet and polarized light, which are completely invisible to us. So while we think a rainbow is beautiful, because it is, the mantis shrimp probably sees a whole lot more rainbow than we ever could. God made so many more colors than we have ever seen, but the mantis shrimp can see them. Isn't that kind of crazy to think about? That there are colors in nature that we cannot see? If you have listened to our lessons on bats or elephants, you might remember that there are infrasonic sounds that are so low in frequency that we cannot hear them. And there are ultrasonic sounds that are so high in frequency that we cannot hear them. And now we understand that there are colors all around us that we cannot see. Just think about everything going on around us in nature that we don't even hear or see. The Bible also talks about things that we cannot see. In fact, Jesus made things that we see and things that we cannot see. Listen to Colossians 1:16. Through his power, all things were made, things in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, all powers, authorities, lords, and rulers. All things were made through Christ and for Christ. You see, listener, the world around us is not all material. It's not just plants and creatures and water and dirt. For a long time, many scientists did think that the only things that exist or are real are things that we can touch or see. Many still believe this, but that is a very small view of science and reality. You see, what's very interesting is that many scientists, even those who do not believe in God as creator, are now seeing that there is a whole lot more in the universe than what can be held, touched, seen, or experimented on. Here's an example. Scientists have discovered two things in the universe called dark matter and dark energy. Both of these things are still a big mystery. Scientists don't really know what they are, and they are invisible to humans. But get this, according to NASA, dark matter and dark energy make up about 95% of what is in the universe. That is almost everything in the universe. That means that most of what is in the universe is invisible to us, and yet it is real. There are actual, real things that we cannot see. You see, God is too wonderful to limit reality to things that can only be seen by humans. He's far more creative than we can ever imagine. God has created so much wonder, far beyond what the human eye can see. I do wonder how many of those things a mantis shrimp can see with its super color vision. You know, I am so excited for the day that we will be with God in eternity, in His new creation, and we will get to explore everything that He has made. 1 Corinthians 13:12 reminds us that we are only seeing a small part of the picture right now, but one day we will see fully. Listen carefully. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Listener, when we follow Jesus as our Savior, we can know that we will one day see fully, experiencing God in all of His wonder and discovering everything that He has made. Have you ever made that decision to follow Jesus as your Savior? Today is a great day to do that if you have not already. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. We believe with our hearts, and so we are made right with God. And we declare with our mouths that we believe, and so we are saved. You can do that today by simply going to God in prayer and telling Him that you are sorry for the wrong things that you have done, and thanking Him for His gift of salvation, that He died in our place to take our punishment for sin, and asking Him to be your Savior and to guide you in life as you grow in faith. As we follow Jesus, let's keep exploring His wild and wonderful world and discovering everything that we can. And let's look forward to the day when we will see so much more fully, things that we cannot even imagine. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm 9 years old, and I'm from Missouri. And my question is, how do woodpeckers' beaks not break?
That is a great question, Anna. How do woodpeckers' beaks not break? A woodpecker's beak is very useful and very well designed. They use their beaks to get at and eat insects under tree bark. And many types of woodpeckers use their beaks to create holes in trees to lay eggs and raise their young. I actually just saw this week when a northern flicker woodpecker flew to a tree and poked her head inside, and then her two little chicks poked their heads back out and she began to feed them. Woodpeckers can also use their beaks to make a drumming sound to communicate with other birds. Just like the mantis shrimp's dactyl club is designed well to be strong and last the test of time, even with many hard hits, a woodpecker's beak is also designed to stand the test of time and many pecks. A woodpecker's beak has a bony layer on the inside that provides strength. It also has another layer of spongy bone covering that provides flexibility. And then the top layer is made from a material called keratin that is always growing, just like our fingernails. In fact, you have keratin in your fingernails. Though the bony parts of the beak do not break, That outer keratin covering can wear down, but that's not a problem because the keratin layer is always growing back quickly, just like our fingernails. The woodpecker head is also designed to withstand all of those hard strikes against the tree. They have a special protective bone called a hyoid bone that wraps up around the top and back of its skull. When the woodpecker is pecking, the hyoid bone helps spread out those hard bumps and shakes so the woodpecker's brain does not get damaged. Thank you for your great question, Anna. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, make sure after this lesson to click over to our bonus video and discover how designs in nature are inspiring scientists and inventors. Discover some things that you might see or even use every day that are inspired by nature. You can find that bonus video in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. All right, it's time to answer our trivia question. Today we learned about the specific peacock mantis shrimp, but that's not the only mantis shrimp. How many different species or types of mantis shrimp are there? A, 40, B, 150, C, 500, or D, 800? The answer is C. There are around 500 different types of mantis shrimp in the stomatopod order or category. God certainly displays his creativity and wonder in all of these different designs. Now it's your turn to explore. Go find your favorite color in nature. Look for flowers, trees, birds, beetles, rocks, or other things in nature that are your favorite color. Take a picture or draw a picture and create a collection of your favorite color in nature. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the fascinating mantis shrimp, please take a moment to send it to a friend. And subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all looking.